Mexico decriminalizes cannabis, what that means for Clever Leaves and other companies moving into Mexico, and what the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says about it all, coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. Today, we're going to dive into a couple articles about the potential for just legalization in general, starting with Mexico. To talk about all of this, Katrina Glogowski, angel investor and attorney. Thanks for being back on The Talking Hedge.
Thanks, Josh.
So Supreme Court is forcing Mexico to try and legalize anyways. So it looks like there was a court ruling that ordered the Mexican government to issue permits for personal use and cultivation of small amounts of cannabis plants for any citizens 18 or older who applies. But it also looks like there's going to still be some crimes around cannabis, like trafficking is going to be a crime, dealing is going to be a crime, and there won't be any pullback on federal spending to seek out illicit crops.
Simply, Josh, what the Mexican Supreme Court did was legalize personal grow and personal use. They're trying to push commercial grow, commercial use, and commercial sale, but it seems to be stalling in their government. They're not passing it. So, still personal use.
Yeah. Nonetheless, so it should be pretty good. An opportunity for Mexico. I mean, in college, Mexican brick weed was this compact, nasty stuff. Brown kind of came when everyone was dry, right around August, right before harvest season, with seeds and everything. So hopefully this will be able to offer an opportunity to provide something that people actually want to smoke. Clever Leaves coming into Mexico to make that happen, based out of Colombia, almost said Colorado. Colombian company, you know, they're able to process down there for as little as 5 cents per gram wholesale, or cost of goods sold rather, and expect that to be about 13 to 15 cents for European GMP. Don't know what it's going to be when it kind of is able to get maybe NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Kind of a loophole there, a little tax advantage of being able to get the cannabis in tax-free. I don't know. You think that's an opportunity?
I think Clever Leaves is being smart and playing the odds. You and I have spoke multiple times about the cost efficiencies of growing where crops grow, as opposed to British Columbia or Saskatchewan or Alberta, where it's very expensive to grow. But as far as Mexico and taking advantage of a tax break under NAFTA to import Mexican cannabis into the United States, I think that's a long play, but might be a smart play, to be honest with you. So what we have here is Canada trying to dominate the cannabis universe with varying levels of success. Secondly, Mexico, which has the better climate than Canada and most of the United States, the U.S. is going to be covered on all sides, and NAFTA covers both Canada and Mexico, Josh. So we'll see.
According to a recent report by Prohibition Partners for Latin America, the Mexican medical market is forecast to reach 60 million by 2024. That's obviously going to be a lot higher if they have a legalized market. But initially, it looks like Clever Leaves is only going to supply the Mexican cannabis market with CBD. So, I mean, it's an entryway, a gateway into other revenue.
You got to get in somehow. You got to get a footprint, and you have to make some money until that legalization occurs. So CBD is a good entry point.
Yeah. So when is it going to happen in the U.S.? So apparently Supreme Court Justice Thomas had said that he stated based on a ruling that just came up, and they chose not to hear the tax deductions claimed by a Colorado medical marijuana dispensary, it prompted him to issue a statement, basically, where he said that a prohibition on interstate use of cultivation marijuana may no longer be necessary or proper to support the federal government's piecemeal approach. So he said the federal policies of the past 16 years have greatly undermined its reasoning, and the federal government's current approach is half in, half out regime that simultaneously tolerates and forbids local use of marijuana.
Josh, this comment by Justice Thomas is huge. First of all, it sort of indicates how the Supreme Court feels about cannabis by a little offhand statement from one Supreme Court justice of why they wouldn't even hear the case. But it's monumental because it indicates, should the proper case appear before the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court's going to take it and effectively knock down federal marijuana laws, because it is. It's ridiculous to have states legalize it and the federal government criminalize it. It doesn't make sense. It results in hodgepodge regulations and banking and all of this other stuff that we have discussed multiple times before. But interestingly, the case that was before the Supreme Court, so what happened was somebody in Colorado petitioned the Supreme Court to hear a case about 280E, and that's the tax code that says you can't write off ordinary business expenses when it's a criminal enterprise. And we've talked about 280E before, but the Supreme Court declined to hear that case, but Justice Thomas issued this verbiage in the order in which they declined to hear the case, saying, this is ridiculous. Get your ducks in a row, figure it out, because if the Supreme Court has to rule on it, they're going to rule against the federal government. And that's basically what Justice Thomas said.
Yeah, and it also stops the pipeline of further prosecution, because the IRS might not necessarily go after somebody. There's also sheriff's departments and local police that just won't go after it. So basically, if there's not any prosecution, then why even waste your resources at the very beginning if nothing's going to happen? So yeah, clear indication, great sign that something has to happen. I'm glad somebody wasn't, you know, that everyone wasn't silent. Justice Thomas had something to say about it, like, figure it out. This, you know, might as well make some money in it.
Absolutely. And then last comment about Justice Thomas is Justice Thomas is widely viewed as one of the more conservative members of the court. Mm. So this isn't our beloved RBG out there banging a drum. This is Justice Thomas saying, straighten up and fly right, federal government. And that adds even more weight to his comment.
Yeah, this would be the last justice that you would expect to say anything on positive on behalf of cannabis. This is one of the most conservative, you know, quote unquote, right wing court justices. So, like you said, it's a great sign that he's kind of saying that this is ridiculous. We're not gonna take the case because you're not doing anything. You know, the federal government's not doing anything. The what was that one case that they had back in Obama's era? The letter that went out,
the Cole memo.
Yeah, so I think he was referencing that too. That they basically have this philosophy where they're not going to be doing anything at the federal level, so why even prosecute it? So, all in all, great news.
Maybe Justice Thomas's comments bode well for clever leafs trying to take advantage of NAFTA in Mexico, Josh.
Yeah, that's a great way to wrap this up. I think ultimately this kind of paves the way for a lot more consolidation into the marketplace for Canadian companies and global companies kind of seeing this legalized sandwich with Mexico and Canada, the US, creating opportunities here. And Clever Leaves jumping on board with that first mover advantage, getting in with CBD. We'll have to find out what happens. So with that, we're going to roll this one up. I want to thank my guest, Katrina Gogowski, angel investor and attorney. Thanks for being back on The Talking Hedge.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate it. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.